Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day podcast, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. I'm so glad you're here today. Wherever you're listening from, your car, your office desk, your home, or even in the quiet of your room, this message is for you. Today's topic is God's presence in lonely moments. And our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, which says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned." In her memoir, Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert shared about a season in her life when she felt completely alone, emotionally drained, confused, and disconnected after a painful divorce. She described nights where she would lie on the bathroom floor, overwhelmed with tears, feeling as though no one truly understood what she was going through. Outwardly, she was successful. Inwardly, she was lonely. Have you ever felt like that? You're surrounded by people, but still feel unseen. You post smiles, but carry silent battles. You attend church, but your heart feels empty. Loneliness is not always about being alone. Sometimes it's about feeling unknown. But here is the good news today. God's presence is most powerful in the moments when we feel most alone. Let's see what the scripture says about lonely times. 1. God is with you in the deep waters. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Notice God didn't say if you pass through. He said when. Lonely seasons will come, but they never come alone. They come with God's promise. David understood this deeply. In Psalm 23 verse 4, he declared, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." The valley didn't disappear. The shadow remained. But fear left because presence changes everything. Let me ask you, what valley are you walking through right now? A broken relationship, financial pressure, a silent season where prayers seem unanswered. Hear this word of encouragement. You may feel alone, but you are not abandoned. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." That is not poetry. That is covenant. 2. Loneliness can become a sacred space. Sometimes God allows quiet seasons so we can hear him more clearly. When Elijah felt alone after his victory on Mount Carmel, he ran into the wilderness and said, "Lord, I am the only one left," in 1 Kings 19 verse 10. He felt isolated and discouraged. But where did God meet him? Not in the noise, not in the crowd, but in a still, small voice. Could it be that your lonely moment is actually a divine appointment? What if the silence you dislike is the space where God wants to speak? Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." If you feel lonely today, don't run from the silence. Lean into God's presence in it. 3. Jesus understands loneliness. On the cross, Jesus cried out in Matthew 27 verse 46, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He understands what it feels like to be abandoned. And because he went through it, you will never have to go through yours alone. There is someone listening right now who feels forgotten. You feel like everyone else has moved on. Let me declare prophetically over you, this season will not break you. God is closer than you think. The same presence that walked with Daniel in the lion's den is walking with you now. The fire will not consume you. The waters will not drown you. In the name of Jesus, I declare, your lonely season is turning into a testimony in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Let me ask you gently, when was the last time you invited God intentionally into your lonely moment? Not just scrolling, not just distracting yourself, but saying, "Lord, sit with me here. Today, Take a few minutes of your day to invite God to be with you. Actions for the day. Find 5 to 10 quiet minutes today. No phone, no music, just you and God. Open Psalm 139 and read verses 7 to 12 aloud. Remind yourself that there is nowhere you can go from His presence. Even in darkness, the night will shine like the day. Here's your closing encouragement. If you woke up today feeling heavy, hear this: you are seen, you are known, you are deeply loved. Romans 8 verse 38 to 39 reminds us that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Not isolation, not delay, not disappointment. And now, let's make our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this with me boldly: I am never alone. God is with me in every season. His presence surrounds me. His peace fills my heart. Loneliness does not define me. God's love does. Today, I walk in confidence, knowing Emmanuel is with me. I am winning today in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We appreciate you for your word. I pray for everyone listening right now. In every lonely place, let them feel your tangible presence. Replace heaviness with peace. Replace silence with reassurance. Surround them with divine comfort today. Let them experience you as Emmanuel, God with us. Order their steps, bless their work, protect their families, and let today be filled with evidence that you are near. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone who may be silently struggling. You never know whose lonely moment could be transformed by this word. Until next time, remember, you are never alone. God is with you. Have a blessed day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Poetess.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.